It is Greg and Gina, the Today's 101.9 Morning Show with Dr. Regine, the Executive Director of the Maryland Proton Treatment Center. Now, tell us, what is proton therapy and what are the benefits of proton treatment versus traditional radiation?
So proton therapy is a form of radiation therapy. It differs from traditional radiation, mainly because of the physics of it. It's a charged particle. And so compared to traditional radiation, when we deliver the dose, it essentially deposits it all into the tumor without dose spreading to surrounding normal healthy tissue. Keep in mind, 60% of cancer patients need radiation therapy. And the good news, about 30% of those patients, that spread of dose to healthy tissue can be really significant and cause some significant side effects. And those are the patients that can really benefit from proton therapy, where there's not as much spread.
What about patients who have already been treated for cancer in the past? Is proton therapy a good option if a recurrence of the cancer occurs?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's particularly in those patients, right? Because they've already had radiation and their surrounding healthy tissue has already been exposed. That tissue, like the heart or the bowel or the bladder or the brain, is going to be particularly high risk for radiation injury with traditional radiation. And proton radiation, given its more targeted nature, would be particularly beneficial in that group. But in the patients who aren't getting radiation, remember, proton therapy can be used for patients from anywhere from brain tumors, breast cancers, lung cancers, esophageal cancer, prostate cancer. Especially pediatric patients, protons is really helpful because their tissue is growing, and you really want to minimize any exposure of healthy growing tissue to radiation therapy.
Somebody who has been diagnosed with cancer wants to find out more. Where can we send them?
They should either visit askforprotons.com or they can call us at 410-369-5200.